Day 5, Your Internal Style Guide. Welcome to Live Like an Editor, the workshop. I'm Tanya Lee, your assistant editor here, to show you how to live your life by design, not by default. Just like the clothes you wear and the environment you surround yourself with, your words carry energy. And as the editor-in-chief of the magazine of You, it is your job to make sure that the words you use, the thoughts you believe, are in alignment with the brand of your magazine. Because if your words are off-brand, if you're not using the correct language, it dilutes your story and your self-expression. So as the editor-in-chief, you're going to have to carefully edit the words you use to ensure clarity on every single page. So I want to talk with you about how to edit your thoughts. Because studies have shown that we think anywhere from 12 to 60,000 thoughts every single day. And 80% of those thoughts are negative. And somewhere, I think it's like 75 to 80% are the same thoughts that we thought yesterday. So not only are we thinking negative thoughts, we're thinking thoughts from the past. And here's why that's so important to understand. How you think determines how you feel. So you think a thought and you feel a certain way. And then when you feel a certain way, you act or don't act in a certain way. So for example, when I woke up this morning, I looked at my calendar and it said, create 5 audio lessons for Live Like an Editor. Now, if I wasn't the editor in chief of my own mind and my own life, I would have immediately started thinking by default, thinking thoughts like, I'll never get it done. It's not going to be good enough. I don't know what I'm going to say, on and on and on. Because for whatever reason, that's where my brain always likes to go. But I don't allow that to happen because it doesn't fit into the tone of my magazine. If the title of my magazine is audacious and the headlines are inspiring, and my setting is my dream location, and I'm wearing an outfit that embodies the fullest expression of me. And then you open up the page and you read a story about a woman who was afraid she wasn't going to get it done. And the tone is very overwhelming and discouraging. It just doesn't fit the brand, doesn't fit the magazine. I want to think audaciously. I want to think confidently. I want to think in a way that supports myself and where I have my own back. So those kinds of thoughts will be thoughts like, I always get it done. I love the thought there is no hurry, even when I have a deadline. The moment I say there is no hurry, I just calm down. My sympathetic nervous system turns off. My parasympathetic system turns on. I'm able to relax. And ironically, that's when I'm most productive. I think more creatively. I have more fun. I also had the thought, this is so much fun getting to teach this material to women in hopes that it changes their life. I love doing this work. This is the work I was meant to do. And you can see as I start to think in such a way, I start to create a higher vibe emotion that then causes me to show up. And now I'm recording the last one and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm going to go meet with friends afterwards. It's like a perfect day. But had I not managed my brain first thing in this morning, today would not have turned out the way it did. An editor in chief knows this. She chooses her words and thoughts carefully. Thoughts are just words that you've given meaning to. And when you think a thought over and over again, it turns into a belief. Because as you think thoughts, you gather evidence for them. And with enough repetition and enough evidence, you now believe it to be true. But unfortunately, a lot of us are believing things to be true about ourselves that doesn't support us, which is why all of my work is around changing your self-image, which ultimately is just changing your beliefs about yourself. Because you can only create to the edge of your self-image. I'm going to repeat that. It's so important. You can only create to the edge of your self-image. So if you see yourself as a woman who's able to make, let's say, $100,000, you will do everything in your power to create that result for yourself. But you probably won't allow yourself to make 1 million. because that's not a part of your self-image. You haven't elevated your self-image to that point. And I share this with you all because this is the importance of words. Because words put together and given meaning to over time become beliefs. So you have to edit your words and your thoughts ruthlessly as to what is allowed into the magazine of you. Thought editing is simply about being aware of your current narrative and correcting the words and the sentences that don't align with who you want to be, the goals you want to achieve, and the story you desire to live out. Because everything begins with a thought. Again, your thoughts determine how you feel, which determines what you do or don't do. And if you think about it this way, your current reality, your current results are a result from past thoughts. Everything around you, including you, started with a thought. So if you want to change your life, you must change your thinking. Because every thought you think is designing your life. So if you want to design your life on purpose, it's going to require that you think on purpose. So as the editor-in-chief of your own life, you have to determine the look and the feel of your publication. You have the final say in what is published and what isn't. Can you imagine if Anna Wintour, the editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine, just published every idea and every thought and every outfit that people brought to her? It would be a mess. She's very meticulous. She knows the vision of each month's publication. She knows the message. She knows the feel. She knows the tone. And every decision that is made is to support that monthly vision. And that's what it means to be the editor-in-chief of your life. You have the vision of who you want to be and the life you want to create. Now it's up to you to intentionally edit every thought, every action, every decision, every outfit, everything meticulously to align with your vision. Now, without awareness, we can become passive thinkers. I know I was for years. And every once in a while, I notice that I'm having some passive thinking tendencies, and I know it because of how I feel. And it's my signal to wake up and think on purpose. But passive thinking is accepting or allowing thoughts without questioning them. Passive thinking is often based in the past. There's no creativity. It's just you allowing your brain to think the same thoughts over and over and over again. On the other hand, purposeful thinking is being deliberate. It's choosing your thoughts on purpose. It's thinking from your future and thinking from your imagination. So instead of thinking based on what has been, you think based on what can be. And I want to give you the secret to the universe. When I discovered this, it blew my mind. I couldn't believe no one had ever taught me this. But basically, here it is, in a few words. You get to decide what you think and believe about everything, including yourself. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. I really want you to hear me. You get to decide what you think and believe about everything. So right now, of all the thoughts you could be thinking, would you choose to think what you're thinking on purpose? Does it align with who you want to be and the results that you want to create? If not, you need to edit your thoughts. I am constantly editing my thoughts, which is why I've been able to create such extraordinary results. It's why my life just keeps getting better. It's not because I have some special talent. It's not because I'm better than anyone. Quite the opposite. I'm just an ordinary girl who decided to live an extraordinary life. And I've done that by practicing the art of the intentional edit around my thoughts. I practice thinking extraordinary thoughts, which ultimately lead to extraordinary results when I practice believing in them. So let's open your workbook and go through these questions together. You know, whenever you are creating a brand, and to me, a magazine is a brand, one of the first things that you do is you create a word and style guide. So the word guide is something that you can hand off to your team so that they'll know the tone of the language, what words are allowed and not allowed, words that fit the brand, words you would never ever say in a million years, completely off brand. And that's what I want you to think about when it comes to what you allow into the magazine of you. So the first question is, what is the tone of your desired thinking? So you think about different publications. So for example, when I think about Vogue, the tone of Vogue is very aspirational and often unrelatable, right? So many of the things that I see in Vogue are things that I would never wear down the street. But it's fun, it's creative, it's inspiring, but it's not down to earth. Now, when I think of Southern Living, maybe it's because I grew up in the South, but Southern Living, the tone of the language and the feel of the whole brand is, it's, you know, down to earth, like sitting on the front porch, sipping sweet tea, talking to grandpa about the good old days. The tone of Forbes is wealthy. Like the words within Forbes magazine is all about abundance and wealth. Then Success magazine, the tone of that language is confidence. So you get to decide the tone of your thinking in your life. And I want you to think about what words your future self uses often. And here you can even add sentences. So when I think about my future self, she's always saying words like extraordinary and love, and the phrases that she uses is, I love my life. I'm amazed at my life. Can you believe my life? Right? She's so in love with her life. Guess what? I get to be in love with my life right now. And the more in love with my life I am right now, the more in love with my life I'm going to be in the future. You can't get to happiness through misery. So I'm not going to get to a life I love by hating the life I have. So she uses phrases like, I love my life. I'm so grateful for my life. I'm so proud of myself. And guess what? I get to believe those thoughts and practice those thoughts in the life I have right now. I don't have to delay thinking that until some future date when I've accomplished certain things. In fact, by delaying thinking like that, I'm going to delay my future because I won't be a match for it. On the other hand, what phrases or words does she never use? For example, my future self never says she can't afford something. She never says that something's impossible. She never walks around talking about how busy or overwhelmed she is. And she never walks around saying, I've never done it before, I don't know, or I'm confused. Those are phrases and words that just aren't allowed in my magazine. As editor-in-chief, I have to be meticulously ruthless about looking out for those words because they just don't fit the brand. They don't fit the woman I want to be and the vision that I have for my life. And so I want you to think about, what words or phrases do you never use? What beliefs has she had to let go of? So when you think about your future self, what does she no longer believe about herself? What does she have to stop believing? So maybe she had to stop thinking that she's not good enough. Maybe she had to stop thinking that she's never going to find a partner. Maybe she had to stop thinking that she was never going to lose the weight. So go into the future and have an interview with your future self. The version of you that you want to be, who's achieved what you want to achieve, what does she stop believing about herself? Then I want you to explore, what beliefs has she embraced? Maybe she's embraced that she's in love with her life. Maybe she's embraced that she can relax. Maybe she's embraced how extraordinary she is. What does she now believe about herself? So the last thing that I want you to do is to swap thoughts. And this came out of me rebranding my company. I was doing a word style guide for my team, and I was telling them, whenever we're trying to communicate something, instead of saying it this way, this is how we say it. And I realized we can do that for ourselves. So instead of the limiting thought, we say the extraordinary thought. So instead of saying, I am overwhelmed, for example, we say life is exciting. Instead of saying, I don't know how, we say, I always figure things out. Instead of saying, I am confused, we say, I am clear about whatever it is you want clarity around. Instead of saying, I am broke, we say, I have abundance. So I want you to think about, you have to retrain your team, right? When you are changing brands, when you're up-leveling your brand, when your company is evolving, you have to train your team members. Well, it's the same with you and you. You have to retrain your brain. So you're constantly having to remind your brain of like, no, we don't say that anymore. Instead of this, we say that. This is what's acceptable in our publication. And over time, with enough clarity, and enough persistence and enough reminders, your team will finally get it. Your team won't have to be reminded. They just will automatically know, we say I have abundance. We say I am clear. We say I figure things out. We say I am enough. We say I am extraordinary. Your brain will just know because you've corrected it out of love so many times and reminding it of where you're going, reminding it that you're a woman that thinks from her future, reminding it that you are extraordinary. And as a result, we think extraordinary thoughts. So for your final editorial experiment, I want to support you. What I want you to do is to think about your big goal. And what is the emotion that you experience currently when you think about it? Do you experience doubt? Do you experience excitement? Do you experience fear? What is the emotion that you currently experience? And I would love for you to bring it to our fitting session today so that I can show you how to shift your thinking to be on brand with your goal and help you think about it in a completely different way that will motivate you, that will give you energy and inspire you to create it. I will teach you how to think in alignment with what it is that you want to create and who you want to be. In closing, I just want to say it has been an honor to spend these 5 days with you in this Live Like an Editor workshop. I hope by now that you see that you are not broken. You're not something that needs to be fixed. You are extraordinary. You are a masterpiece. Your life is here to be created and designed on purpose. And when you show up as the editor in chief of your life and you are constantly making edits, refining, deleting, reorganizing, new words, new outfits, new places, letting go of things that are holding you down and draining your energy. When you do these little edits day after day after day, what you're going to discover is that over time you have a completely different life because you have transformed your self-image. You've changed how you see yourself. And when you change your self-image, you change your life. If you are ready to make this a priority in your life, if you know that you need to elevate how you see yourself so that you can finally create the results that you want in your life, whether it's growing your business, losing weight, finding the love of your life, organizing your home, whatever it is, remember you can only create to the edge of your self-image. So to create something you've never had, you're going to have to become someone you've never been. And this, my friend, is the work that we do within the School of Self-Image membership. This is a unique, one-of-a-kind membership where we focus on elevating three specific areas of your life, your mindset, your style, and your surroundings, all with the purpose of transforming how you see yourself. So, if you are ready to take this work to a deeper level and apply it to your life to have extraordinary results, come join us. We have so much fun within this membership. You will be a part of an extraordinary community of women who are there to support you and celebrate you. And the tools that you will learn will forever change your life. Just head over to schoolofselfimage.com/yes and join us. I cannot wait to see you inside. And I want to end by saying it has been an absolute honor to spend these 5 days with you. Have fun living into the magazine of you. And don't forget, you are the editor-in-chief of your own life. So design it on purpose and live it out, my friend. Cheers. What would your life be like if you truly saw yourself as extraordinary? This is the work that we do within the School of Self-Image membership. And the doors are open for a limited time. So come check it out. You can go to schoolofselfimage.com/yes.